USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There is no government consensus on the origins of COVID-19. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office. And he's got a whole government effort designed to do that.
Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab. When it comes to what direction the economy is heading, top economists are divided. High inflation and robust job growth leading to the divergence. The latest National Association for Business Economics survey shows that nearly 60% of panelists believe we will be in a recession in the next 12 months. Economists do expect inflation to slow over the course of 2023 and 2024. The air is improving for residents of East Palestine, Ohio.
All of the train cars have been removed from the site of the derailment, and as the Ohio EPA's Ann Vogel says, this allows investigators to delve deeper.
We can now excavate additional contaminated soil and begin installing monitoring wells.
The EPA has conducted 578 home entry air screenings in the community.
I continue to be pleased that there have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
The agency's regional administrator, Deborah Shore, says any residents within the evacuation zone can get the air screenings. I'm Jerry Varmash.
People in Michigan gathered outside a private waste facility to protest toxic waste from the Ohio train derailment from being sent there. Waste from that train wreck in East Palestine was sent to the facility in Romulus, Michigan, without the public's knowledge. The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdaugh will visit the crime scene. Over objections from the prosecution, the judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdaugh estate where Alex's wife and son were killed. That could happen tomorrow. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Don't count former President Jimmy Carter out yet, according to his niece.
He's still got some time in him. I just feel like.
Leanne Smith telling Fox News that Carter is.
He's eating and talking and, you know. So, it is amazing.
And she said he's even making dinner requests.
They knew I made some soup today, so broccoli and cheese soup, and they texted and said they want some soup. So before I came to meet with you, I dropped broccoli and cheese soup off to be delivered to the house.
Earlier this month, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at his Georgia home with his family and receive hospice care following a series of short hospital stays. A ruling coming any day now from a judge in Texas could halt the sale of an abortion pill across the U.S. A group of anti-abortion doctors claims the FDA improperly approved the abortion pill mifepristone back in 2000. A ruling in favor of the doctors could temporarily halt access to the drug, even in states where abortion remains legal. Winter is far from over for people living in the Midwest and Northeast, to millions in those regions preparing for another winter storm. This system part of the same storms that rocked California over the weekend. Sleet, snow, and freezing rain spreading across the Great Lakes, that storm moving into the Northeast tonight. Well, it was a swing and big miss by the New York City Department of Transportation. A sign honoring baseball legend Jackie Robinson went up on the Jackie Robinson Parkway, but with a major typo. The spelling of his first name is missing the C. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love it.